looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Now, we've been on this case of, well, just residents in our city getting a fair go from Sydney Metro and the state government, because right now they're being dudded. Now, I've been in, I noticed today that there's a public rally early next week at Ludnam at their showground in our west, as angry residents demand answers from the state government over acquisition of land. It's all to do with the new airport in Western Sydney, and the rally will be attended by state opposition leader Jodie McKay and Labor spokesman for the West, Greg Warren. Residents from Ludnam, Kemps Creek and Orchard Hills will all attend the public meeting. Well done to Jodie McKay and Greg Warren for hearing the concerns over these residents who are being, as I said, shortchanged by the government. Isn't it amazing how it's good enough for the opposition to front up and hear the concerns of the residents, but Transport Minister Andrew Constance, well, he's nowhere to be seen. Now, you know I've been passionate about what's been happening to people in our West, and in particular at Orchard Hills. These landowners are being booted out of their homes by Sydney Metro and the government for a train station as part of a new rail link for the new Western Sydney Airport. Again, these residents are all for the train station and infrastructure, but the offers on the table are insulting and a total cop-out. I mean, why on earth the government needs 65 acres for a train station? Well, come on. I mean, they're all about land banking, buying the land at massive unders and then making squillions through development. Questions need to be answered by Minister Constance, and we need a parliamentary inquiry sooner rather than later. The Just Terms Act is archaic and is so in favour of the government, it's not funny. And the people of Haberfield and those in our inner west know exactly how flawed it is after their compulsory land acquisition as part of WestConnex a few years ago. Now, I'd love to hear from people from who were impacted back then. And this Just Terms Act is just not at all reasonable or fair when determining a market value price or to reinstate people back into their own suburbs in a like-for-like property. Market value should be calculated on what it will cost to keep these people in the area. Right now, no one is regulating these government acquisitions adequately, and the Just Terms Act needs a total overhaul and changes. We need a parliamentary inquiry sooner rather than later, as the clock is ticking for residents in Orchard Hills, and they deserve so much better. So, to the government and to Sydney Metro, let's hope a compromise. I know that the meetings have started with residents of Orchard Hills. Let's hope a compromise can be reached. But we need a parliamentary inquiry. And this act is completely out of whack. And right now, the residents are being dudded.